In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Miss Congeniality.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for harsher punishment for parole violators. And world peace.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Good save.
Yeah, thank you, Stan. I love a Sandra Bullock film.
She is so good. I think the last thing I saw her in was probably Bird Box. That was so good.
Not as cute as it sounds.
Oh, no.
I'm a little bird sitting in my birdhouse. Oh, no, no.
No, you're in for quite the surprise.
Yeah,
aren't you?
You're in for a bit of death.
Yeah. But Miss Congeniality is probably the first film that I was introduced to that Sandra starred in.
So this is an action, comedy, crime, romance. The director is Donald Petrie. I love this. So this film is all about an FBI agent who must go undercover in the Miss United States beauty pageant to prevent a group from bombing the event. Mm. When I was younger, I thought FBI standed for Famous Beer Inspector. Because I feel like there's a lot of dads who walk around with that hat.
Yeah. And if it's not that, it's female body inspector, which is just gross.
It was the 90s.
Like, I think in the Miss United States pageant, they've now abolished the swimsuit portion.
Okay.
Because why are we rating women on their physical attributes? And I think other pageants kind of differ. Like, some might not have the talent portion and, you know.
Oh my gosh, finding a talent must be so difficult. I literally don't know what my talent is. Maybe painting my nails on a moving tube. Sorry, mister. It smells a bit acetone over here.
Yeah, I was going to say, surely people hate that smell, but...
I love the smell of, like, petrol and stuff.
What would my talent be? Slaying at karaoke, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that would be one.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for your birthday to do karaoke.
Yes. I mean, we should maybe do a song from Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
We'll run through the options in Best Musical Moment.
Okay, good idea. Good link. So this film has got Sandra Bullock in. It's got Michael Caine.
Oh, Michael Caine.
I love Michael Caine. It's also got Benjamin Bratt, William Shatner, and Candice Bergen.
God, stellar cast.
Very, very stellar. Yeah, I'm obsessed with this. Really made me want to schedule in a pamper day.
Now, would you have a pamper day as intense as what little Gracie had?
I wouldn't hate it.
It was a lot. Like, I definitely counted at least 3 different face masks. Mm. Like, your poor skin.
So much. But I'd love to go to, like, a beauty salon and have, like, the full works.
Yeah.
I'd absolutely love that. And I'm a huge fan of a blow dry. Oh, I God. Love a blow dry.
Well, that sentence was going to go somewhere else for a second.
So shall we glide into best supporting character?
glide. Don't I look pretty? I hope I can work on that accent before best quotes.
Best
Okay, first category, best supporting character. Who have you got?
Well, firstly, I think we should start with Mike. Mike is the guy who runs the bar that Gracie is at in the beginning.
That's right. She's eating the most delicious burger that I've probably ever seen. It looks so greasy and gross, but oh, it looks great.
Yeah. He's just there to pour the pints for everyone and kind of be like, rough day. He just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, Grace obviously has a special relationship with him because the fact that she can ask him for a pint and he brings out a tub of Ben and Jerry's, like, he obviously knows. They've done this a lot.
He is the Ben to her Jerry at this point.
And I love that when Matthews walks in and asks Grace, starting early today, are you? Yep, I'm getting chip faced. Want to join me? Because it was, you know, chocolate chip. I think we should just give Cheryl Fraser a mention, Miss Rhode Island herself, and the winner, of course. Oh, spoiler. She sees Gracie looking a bit uncomfortable when she first gets on the bus, and she's like, hey, New Jersey, the seat's free, and immediately takes her under her wing. She comes over and brings hot chocolate in the night, even though low fat, right?
She's memorized all the pamphlets to do with the competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just super innocent.
Super innocent. She's like, oh, I've had 3 shots and I don't feel a thing. And then like immediately falls on the ground.
Oh my gosh. I've never had a shot from a tube.
Test tube.
Test tube. That sounds like a very Iron Napa thing to
have. Oh, completely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would love to try it.
This is the only science I like.
Yeah. Whoa. that was acid.
But yeah, Cheryl made me think that, oh, the people from Rhode Island are probably really friendly.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where Family Guy is set. And, you know, it's a mixed bunch, I imagine.
Rogue Island.
Hey. I actually love all the other contestants that Gracie hangs out with. Leslie,
yeah.
Miss California, Elena, Miss Hawaii. She's a bit feisty. I wasn't finished. Did it look like I was finished? Like, shush, you've just met this woman. And also Mary Jo from Texas. Although, I need to say, when I have memories of watching this when I was younger, for some reason in my head, I had it that Mary Jo was in on the whole secret thing. I always thought she was secretly evil. One of my favorite lines of hers is when she's asleep in Gracie's room, wearing the sleep mask and everything else.
Yeah.
She finally wakes up because Cheryl and Gracie are talking. She's like, that's it. Excuse me? I am in the middle of a REM cycle over here. I want to say that. I need to find an excuse to say that to someone.
Well, you relate. You actually use a sleep cycle app. One of my favorite stories of you recently is when you...
I don't know what you're going to say.
It records you speaking in your sleep and you sent it to me.
Oh my gosh, I can't even remember. I know this happened.
Hilarious.
I can't remember what I said.
Okay, go on WhatsApp and go in our media because you would have sent it.
Oh my goodness. Here we go. Oh, I'm scared. Okay.
Yes. A nice little addition.
yes. Nice little addition.
What were you dreaming of?
I don't know. I've said way worse as well. Oh my God, the amount of recordings I have.
Really?
We could do a whole podcast on it.
I want to hear them.
No.
what a lovely little addition. Yeah. Hilarious.
Creepy.
Do you know who was a lovely little addition to this film?
Tell me.
Matthews.
Eric Matthews.
Yeah, so he should be one of the best supporting characters just because he's gorgeous.
I mean, yeah, he's lovely to look at, but he's not the nicest to Gracie. Like, he's quite rude to her. He takes her ideas at work. He doesn't believe her when she's got a hunch about something and doesn't stand up for her when their boss, McDonald, is like telling them to leave. Yeah. So there are issues. And also, they broke up by the time the sequel came out, actually.
Fuck boy.
Yeah. Mm. Now, did you know, fun fact about Benjamin Bratt, best name ever. This was like the golden era for Benjamin Bratt because while he was in this film with Sandra Bullock, he was dating Julia Roberts and was her date to the Oscars the year she won Best Actress. So you can actually like go back, watch it, and like he's in the front row and she even gives him a shout out in her speech.
Incredible.
That didn't last.
Oh gosh.
Fuck boy.
Is that why they broke up? Why did they break up?
I don't know. I'll ask him next time I see him.
Good, 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 good. I mean, speaking of other like hotties in this film, I don't know if you notice like the guys wearing like the grey t-shirts that say gym on it.
Right. Ooh.
Delicious.
Oh, I need to go back and watch.
Yeah, they look so nice.
Well, luckily, I rented the film on YouTube and it's still valid for like 12 hours. So I'm going to go back and watch it after this.
Thank you, Mr. YouTube. We also need to talk about Victor Melling.
Yes! Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. He's a great actor, isn't he? But he's a little bit more sort of on his feet in this one, you know? You know, he glides a lot.
He glides. Yeah, he was great as Gracie's kind of like mentor. Apparently, it took a lot of convincing for him to do the film. And they actually cut out a lot of other people's parts to kind of bulk out his character and give him more dialogue, which fair enough, because he's brilliant. And one of my favorite moments is when Matthews and Victor are running into the ceremony to try and stop the bombing from happening. Mm. And Matthews holds up his FBI badge to be let through security. And then Victor follows and he opens up a little makeup palette and holds it up. And the security guy let him in, like, huh?
He's just like, oh yeah.
You're like, oh, all right, yeah, that is nice blush.
Is that Nas? Get in, go on. So, so good. Yeah. I just love that. You wear the crown, be the crown, you are the crown. Yeah. She was the crown in the end.
No, the bomb was the crown.
Oh yeah, sorry. But she was the bomb. So.
She was the bomb. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You've got a good... Yeah, you pulled that back. Okay, well done. No editing required here.
We edit none of this show, by the way.
No, these are pretty much live, aren't they? Yeah, every Monday morning, we just press record and it's broadcast. And we have an orchestra just to the side of us doing our little intro. We should, you know what, when we have our live shows, we should get an orchestra.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, why don't we name best supporting character?
Oh yeah,
it has to be Miss New York herself, Karen.
Karen is hilarious.
She is so feisty from the off. She's confrontational in the best way. Yeah, she has some brilliant lines.
Big out to Brooklyn, yo. She's that scene is so hilarious when she's being like
escorted taken, off like, escorted. The stage. Well, yeah, I say escorted, but she's being like physically dragged off the stage.
Yeah.
I just want to let all the lesbians out there know, if I can make it to the top 10, so can you. Big up to Brooklyn. Yo, Tina, I love you, baby. Oh God, I love you, Karen. And then Stan Fields tries to like get them back on schedule. He's like, and we'll be right back with our final five lesbians. Interviews.
And then there's the guy in the screen room.
Yeah.
Dave, the pageant director, he's called on IMDb.
Oh, Dave.
He's like, bumper, commercial, can we say lesbians? And then there's the assistant director next to him. She goes, you got a problem with that?
She also deserves a shout out. She's amazing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so now we're going on to most iconic outfits. I love a makeover scene.
Oh my God, it's like the best part of any film.
Yeah.
Princess Diaries.
That's it.
No, we've had so many. Yeah. We've had so many makeover scenes.
The Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Lizzie McGuire movie.
Wasn't there one in like Freaky Friday with the mum? Although she had like a make under.
Oh.
we don't talk about the makeup though.
No, we don't talk about that spiky hair ever again. God, what other films? Just My Luck. She has a make under too, but then she glows up again.
That's true.
It's true. Yeah. But Miss Congeniality has a brilliant makeover scene. There's nothing more satisfying than seeing someone who's like ultra masculine turn into like this like gorgeous bombshell.
Bombshell. That's the word I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Maybe because of the bomb in the film.
And, Yeah.
But I'm sorry, do they really need to do the makeover in an airplane hangar? Like, what happened to like a nice salon, some nice music?
Is it supposed to be in private? Or
I mean, sure, but just hire out a spa.
I think they needed an entire like Navy squad.
Yeah.
to help her.
It was weird that like everyone's uniform was like hot pink. There was like a tannoy speaking over the sound system like, bikini waxing in 15 minutes. Like, no one needs to know that. Yeah, hey, it was funny. You also saw her already hairless legs get waxed. It's like, what are you waxing?
Oh my God, there's nothing more satisfying than when you like shave your legs properly. Oh, it's like being a dolphin gliding on an ice cube.
I've never heard that expression before, but I'll go with it.
Yeah.
When I think about Miss Congeniality, I think of that reveal, the slow motion kind of strut out of the hangar, and we see the new Gracie Lou Freebush for the first time.
Yes. Sandra Bullock looks stunning. So she's got that like dusty blue bodycon dress and it fits perfect. Mm-hmm. She's got her hair blow dried and she's like clip-clopping along.
And I'm sorry, do women really fall over that many times? Wearing high heels. Is that a thing?
Only if you're not used to wearing heels, I think.
But I can appreciate how uncomfortable they are. Mm-hmm. But actually falling over, I don't know.
Some women just don't know how to walk in heels. There's a lot of people looking like Bambi on ice out there. And sometimes you've basically got to be careful with the type of heel that you wear. Yeah.
And also like walking on grass, I can imagine. Nightmare. Oh,
poking holes into the grass.
Yeah.
Every gardener's dream. Go on. Great.
All right. Now, did you know at the opening premiere of the movie, when Sandra Bullock got out of her car, she actually did trip and fall down just like Gracie does? Many people thought that that trip was an intentional moment, like a funny moment that Sandra wanted to do, but it was legit. She actually did fall out her car.
She's such a good actress.
Yeah, she's really committed to the bit. Like, no, ow, help me.
I feel like Sandra Bullock, she really invented the low pony, didn't she? Like when I think of low ponytails, I think of Miss Congeniality.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that when she's all like Frizzy Lizzy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's got her black aviators on. Yeah. She's having to put like a spatula in her microwave to keep it closed. You know? She's really having like microwave meal issues.
Yeah. She's got those chunky masculine shoes and she's like, oh no, I got these made special by the same guy that did the tattoo on my ass.
And it's such a shame because she was actually such a cutie when she was young. You know, the opening scene where she's like, punches the boys. Kids in glasses. Can we give a moment to kids in glasses?
And I love that she has the exact same frames as an adult as she wore when she was younger. But God, she has so many good looks in this film. I love her kind of like German milkmaid lederhosen outfit.
Oh, yes.
Completely unexplained and unrelated to her talent, though.
Is like, it a German thing?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. That would be a good Halloween, quite a niche Halloween costume. Kind of like, if you know, you know. And like, if you're at a party, every 10 minutes you could go, gun, gun, there's a gun! Ah! And just fall on the floor. Or not, you know. Whatever you want. Honestly, I mean, maybe this is something for can we discuss, but this FBI squad are so bad at their job. Literally, they're just like flailing. And like at every opportunity they mess up.
Doesn't make me feel very safe.
No, I think you would be excellent in the FBI.
Thank you. Maybe I am in the FBI. Fabulous. Beauty icon.
Oh, I see that for you. Yeah. What I be? Farty, bloated, imbecile.
Oh.
And now I'm sad. Right, what other outfits do we have?
Okay, so we have Miss Morningside, evil Miss Morningside, her like light pink two-piece suit, like her blazer and trousers.
Yeah.
And then she's wearing like this chunky pearl choker necklace.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit of a look.
She is like quite a fashion icon.
Queen of the chokers.
Yeah. And I love that bit where she stands up from her desk in front of that big poster of one of the previous winners and her head aligns so perfectly with the crown in the image, so it looks like she's wearing it.
Good.
Foreshadowing.
Well done, Donald Petrie. Well done. I also really like Matthews in his blue tinted goggles.
Oh yeah. I mean, can't go wrong.
No.
That and a little speedo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His suit of armor. Which was really his abs. Also, we should give a shout out to Miss Rhode Island's red underwear. I mean, we don't see them, but she mentions them.
She mentions she once stole a pair. Yeah,
I once stole a pair of red underwear from the department store. My mum wouldn't buy them for me. She said they were Satan's panties. We've got the Statue of Liberty dresses.
Yes, and when I think of that dress, I just think of, this is so niche, but they're wearing them during their first dance performance, and there's just a moment where the five of them have to do like a lean with their shoulder. It's like, you're one in a million, and lean, and lean. And I just think, and like, oh, it's just so cool. They look so good. They have like tinsel bits in their hair and like body glitter on their chest. It looks so good.
So cool that they can dress as the Statue of Liberty. Because like, if we had Miss England, what would we be?
Like
Big Ben.
Like, Big Ben. Chonky.
Chonky and not funky. Tick tock. Dancing to catch a tick tock. Tick tock.
Free Kesha, by the way, guys.
Yeah, do it. We should also give a shout out to the chicken fillets that Victor gives Gracie, and she's like, those better be candy dishes.
Yeah, spoiler, they weren't.
No. So shall we award best outfit?
Yeah, it has to go to McDonald in the white swimsuit with red polka dots.
Oh yes.
He's right behind me, isn't he? Not really my colour, is it?
So they're using the Dress Up Sally website. I used to love the Barbie website when we were younger.
Yeah.
I think it was like a similar sort of concept. Mm-hmm. You didn't put your own photo in, but you got to pick a Barbie that like looked like you.
Right.
Like change skin tone, change hair colour, makeup, clothes, everything.
Yeah.
So love it so much.
I used to play the EastEnders version.
Why?
Because it was funny that honestly, the girls who get it. The EastEnders website in like 2005 slapped. It was so good. They were like mini games and like dress up, Dot Cotton. Put those clothes on. Oh, don't take them off.
And there was also, I don't know if you remember that show, sorry to everyone who does not live in the UK, Smile.
Yes.
Neville the Bear, the Shumadeer.
Yes.
And there was a game that they did live on the show.
Yes.
So someone could win a prize, but you could also play at home. It was a bit like Pac-Man.
Bandit Bites or something?
Bandit Bites.
And they'd be like, down, 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 left, 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 right.
It was intense.
It was so stressful, yeah.
But worth it when they got the prize.
You get £5 Woolworths voucher. It's closed.
Je me dis.
But no, that whole sequence when they're putting swimwear on the FBI employees is really funny. But it does raise the question, why does the FBI have photos of their staff in their underwear? Ooh. From like a 360 perspective, it's very weird.
Yeah.
And maybe one that I don't really want to delve into too much. Having access to those pictures feels illegal, but not as illegal as Matthew's in that long dress. Take it off, baby. Okay, so next we're in Best Musical Moment. And this film packs in so many songs that references the US or America. Like, we have Anywhere USA by PYT, which apparently is a band. I don't know. They're like, Anywhere USA, USA. And it's played when they're doing the swimsuit portion of the competition.
Ah.
And it's just so catchy. Like, I love it. And also the Miss United States song at the end. She's beauty and she's grace.
That was so graceful.
Oh, thank you.
That's her throughout the entire film, isn't it?
We let this pig on stage.
Miss Piggy. Oh, Kermy, please. I'm trying to win Miss America.
They play a Tom Jones remix of Mustang Sally when we first see Gracie's makeover.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
I'm also high-key obsessed with the Tom Jones song, She's a Lady, which is in this film. Whoa, 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 she's a lady. Woo!
We also have Dancing Queen making an appearance during their rehearsal montage, but it's not the ABBA version. It's the A-Teens version.
Oh, A-Teens. I remember that band.
Yeah, they were British, I think.
I think so. I don't remember their faces, but I remember the name.
Yeah. Wait, weren't A-Teens the band that sang Bump in the Night in the Scooby-Doo film? Things that go bump, bump in the night.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that was the same band.
Oh, wow. They really had a good career in 2000.
In 2000, yeah. Good for them. I also love the song One in a Million by an artist called Bosson, not Bosom, as I originally read it. And it's the Bostrom remix that they played during the beginning of the pageant. And it's kind of like starts slow, but then it's like, do, 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 do. You're one in a million, once in a lifetime. And I want to learn that dance. Like, it's really good. And I remember actually paying 79p to buy that remix on iTunes in 2000.
Wow.
Commitment.
That is commitment to Miss Congeniality. What's that song they're playing when she's like punching that Everlast punching bag in the opening scene? It's Groove Armada.
That's it. Yes.
I used to love Groove Armada. I'll see you, baby. Boy. Sorry.
Yeah, that should be on everyone's gym playlist, right?
Yeah, 100%. Or they should just play it at Sports Direct. We should award Best Musical Moment to my favourite part of the film, when Gracie is talking to Eric and she's like, you wanna hug me, you wanna kiss me. That's my favourite musical moment.
I mean, I think that's absolutely deserving. Although I do need to ask, would that ever be attractive to a guy?
In his head, he's like, I wanna sleep with you. But he's not as PG as I wanna hug you.
No.
All right, so now we're going to go on to best quotes.
So the first quote that I think we should shout out happens quite early on in the film when you see Gracie speeding down, parking her car and rushing into a building. She's like, step aside, emergency business. Ma'am, official business, please, thank you. She gets to the front of this crowd and she says, okay, I need 8 double tall. And everyone's like, oh, and you realize she's at Starbucks and she kind of stares at them. 8 double tall lattes, 1 with no foam, 5 iced venti decaf lattes with a long straw, 4 caramel macchiatos, double up in the cups. I got a long way to go. I need 2 blueberry scones with a little granules on top and 1 Starbucks compilation CD. I would be furious.
Well, if you got the badge. My dad always says whenever we see like a police car or like a car with just a blue light on the top, someone's late for their lunch.
It's so true. You know it.
You know it. Like, yeah. They're absolutely violating that right.
Yeah.
So good. I mean, I do that if I was a police officer.
Well, I mean, you know, there are benefits, yeah. Right? And did you know that the people working in Starbucks in that scene were actual Starbucks employees?
Really?
Yeah, what a fun day at work that would be.
That would be so stressful. Imagine if it was like your non-washed your hair day and you're like, oh, I'm going to be in a Sandra Bullock movie. I love Victor Melling, and there's a few quotes from him that I think we should discuss.
Please.
There's the scene just after he's met Gracie, and she walks out and she's got that like crazy, like masculine sort of like stride.
Yeah.
And he's like, I haven't seen a walk like that since Jurassic Park. And then he's like, by the way, what are you planning to do for your talent? Sing, dance, chew with your mouth closed? I will do whatever you want me to do, Yoda. I love it. So, so good.
So funny. When he first has that lunch meeting with Gracie, she says, so how long have you been doing this pageant training thing? You know, because she's like eating. She's eating like steak and spaghetti. Like, pick one.
She's eating all the time.
Yeah. And he goes, sorry, what was the question? I was distracted by the half masticated cow rolling around in your wide open trap. Michael Caine. Got to say that at the end of every quote just to stay in the voice.
Yeah, obviously this is so iconic, like it's like a meme. It's the interview part with Stan and Miss Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And Stan's like, Miss Rhode Island, please describe your idea of a perfect date. That's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Such a good line.
Yeah.
You know, that was actually used as an answer in a real life beauty pageant as well, if you can believe that.
Oh my God. Like on purpose to be funny or just...
No.
Oh my God.
Maybe the pressure just got to her, bless her. But that is such a good line. I feel like every April 25th, all you see on Twitter or Instagram is that gif.
That picture.
It's so funny.
That's her legacy.
Yeah. I also love, there's such a small moment, and you don't even see her. It's kind of just said off screen. But Miss Nebraska, when she gets selected to be in the top 10, you hear Stan say, this is so stupid. He's like, Nebraska for Kelly Beth Kelly. All the world's a stage. Her name is Kelly Beth Kelly. Emily's just looking at me like, what? Huh? It was so funny. Honestly, I don't know. It's all in the delivery.
You need a puppy called Kelly Beth Kelly. I like the bit where Kathy's talking to Stan and she's like, of course he has a gun. This is Texas. Everybody has a gun. My florist has a gun.
That's mildly terrifying. But hey, America, am I right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Poor guys. Speaking of Texas, there's also the bit where Mary Jo... Wright, who is Miss Texas, is like, oh, he's not retiring. I spoke to him this morning. The poor man blurted out the whole thing. They're firing him, going for someone newer and younger. I hope it's Ricky Martin. Living la vida loca. Outside, inside, out. Is that the...
anyway. <Thank you. laughs> Another line that sticks in my head is Gracie when she has her makeover and Matthews is like, Heart, is that you? She says, I am in a dress. I have gel in my hair. I haven't slept all night. I'm starved and I'm armed. Don't mess with me. Whoa. And it falls over.
There's another moment with Eric and Gracie, which is so good. Eric's like, this earpiece lets you hear anybody on our frequencies and they can hear you. Don't need that. With all this foil in my hair, I'm getting HBO.
Hey, I'd take that.
Hey.
Speaking of hair, when... Matthews and Gracie first meet Victor Melling. Matthews goes, Mr. Melling, how are you? And he goes, if you are Gracie Hart, I quit here and now. Yeah, I'm having a bad hair day. Bad hair decade, actually. I mean, that was a wig, right?
It's a wig, right?
It's a wig, right?
Eric and Victor also have that moment where they're like arguing about Gracie's contract on providing a talent. And Eric's like, listen to me, you old fruitcake. How dare you, you cupcake.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, I'm saying tomorrow she'll be on stage with nothing to do but to convert oxygen into carbon dioxide. He goes, hey, you also said you couldn't make her beautiful in 2 days. And look at her now. She's gorgeous. I mean, compared to the car wreck she was before. She's kind of like, yeah.
So shall we award best quote?
Let's do it.
It has to be when they're at orientation and Gracie, she hears the guys in her earpiece and it's like a really high frequency. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Like, oh, my, ow, oh, Jesus Christ. And everyone turns around and then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I had a bite of my bagel and I forgot to pray.
And then she starts praying. And then it's when Mary Jo, who does like the cross thing across, you know, her chest and her and head. So funny. And she's like, dear Jesus, please forgive me for not praying before I had a bite of my bagel and schmear. Schmear?
What is schmear?
I don't know. I mean, it was just cream cheese, wasn't it? But, oh, it looked good.
Bagel with Philadelphia.
Oh my God.
Damn.
So good. Now, do you toast your bagels?
Always.
Yeah, right?
I'm a toasted bagel girl.
Yeah.
You've got a bagel cutter.
I do. Oh, it's really good. But the trick is, wait till the bagels start to get a little bit stale, because otherwise the blade kind of just smushes them all down instead of like holding their own and being able to cut down the middle. This is like so far removed from Miss Congeniality.
Welcome back to the Bagel Podcast.
Here's a question. Sweet bagels, do they have a place in life?
The cinnamon ones, yes.
Really?
Yeah, they're tasty just with a bit of salted butter. It's kind of like hot crisp bun.
Oh, okay. If we're talking hot cross bun, then I'm all in.
Should we go and record the hot cross bun podcast?
Yeah. One a penny, two penny.
Hot cross bun.
It writes itself. So next up is Can We Discuss? And something I want to air is how, watching this film growing up, the club scene where, you know, Gracie takes the girls out on like a fun night to kind of just let loose. It gave me such unrealistic expectations of being able to order pizza in a club.
Honestly, don't you think that one of the best parts of a night out is the night food afterwards? And they're providing it during.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, sometimes I go out just so I can have night food. Yeah, it honestly, it was like a dream scenario. And also the fact that like, yeah, they were having fun, you know, on the dance floor, but then they could go up and it was like well lit. It was more quiet. They had a table that they could stand around.
Yeah.
And eat pizza and do shots. It was amazing. It's sad to me that that kind of club doesn't exist. But hey, maybe that's something that we can start.
Yes, the Miss Congeniality Club.
Yeah. And when you enter, they give you like a sash to wear.
Yes. And when you show your ID, you pretend you're in the FBI. I didn't know where I was going with that.
Sometimes
sorry.
I just say things.
Sometimes I just speak. Oh my God, arrest me, officer. Yeah.
But also, sorry, one last thing. When she comes into the gym with like the light beer and the pizza... It's like the smallest pizza ever. And she wants to share it with like six girls.
You're getting one slice.
Yeah, if that.
I'd be selfish.
Yeah.
Okay, something small we need to discuss is like hotel rooms, okay?
Okay.
I hate when I go to a hotel and the duvet is like tucked really tight.
Like stapled practically. It's so hard to remove.
It looks nice. Like, I mean, obviously it looks neat, but what's wrong with just like a nice... gorgeous duvet thrown on. I don't want to be tucked in there. I don't want to feel like a mascara in the plastic wrapping, you know, like, oh, I'm detained. But also in this film, they've got like duvet covers to go over the duvet cover, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like a big old quilty thing that wraps around the whole thing. It's giving me motel vibes and I hate it.
But you know what I did love? When Gracie finally turns off the bedroom lamp and she climbs into bed, she just sinks into the pillow and she's like, for the brief moment before Matthews knocks on the porch door, everyone's been there where you're like, oh my God, I'm like sinking into bed. I'm like so relaxed. So I did love that. Hard relate.
I was also thinking what our pageant descriptions should be. You know, because in this one, it's like, she loves figure skating, water ballet, and long, luxurious bubble baths. So I was thinking like what ours could be.
Oh, do tell.
Okay, so we've got to say like where we live.
Oh, because we're Miss something.
Yeah, we both live in London. So I'm just going to go by the area we live in London.
Yeah.
Don't stalk us, anyone.
Do I want to say hi.
Okay, so Barney, you would be Miss Finsbury Park.
Okay, sounds glamorous.
Very. Miss Finsbury Park loves Terry's chocolate orange, long naps, and cancelled plans.
Literally read to filth, but where is the lie? Oh my God. I'm literally, that's going to be on a business card or something.
Right.
Amazing. Right, what's yours?
Miss Battersea loves Scandinavian interiors, croissants from the oven, and crying at everything. It's true. Puppies, a nice birthday card. So, yeah, that's what we'd say if we were on stage.
Great. Okay, so we've got our names and we have our talent.
Mm-hmm.
We're good to go, basically.
Basically.
Love it.
The last little beauty pageant thing that we need to discuss is that Victor gives Gracie Hart hemorrhoid ointment. And he's like, it's for the little baggies under your eyes.
Right.
And if I remember rightly, when I was younger, maybe this was school or college, I remember girls buying like Anisole, which is hemorrhoid cream, to put like under their eyes because it's supposed to like help with elasticity.
Wow.
And apparently it's good for you.
Funny if you bring a guy back and they're like, what's this for? You're like, oh, it's for my eyes. Yeah, okay.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, I love a good beauty tip.
Yeah.
I mean, you got me onto the whole like SPF vibe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Not just for sunny days.
No. Even on a cloudy day, SPF 50. This is how it works. You do a cleanser. Cleanser, aka just wash your face.
Yeah.
Make sure it's clean. I use Dove.
I use CeraVe.
Yes. And then you use a hyaluronic acid, which is a serum that helps absorb moisture and your other serums into your skin properly.
Oh.
And then you add a, forgive me, I'm going to say this wrong, niacinamide.
Yes, I have that.
Yes, afterwards, which will absorb in your skin and help with breakouts. And then you use a moisturizer. I use a vitamin B, C and E moisturizer. It's all combined into one. It's fabulous. And then SPF 50.
Ah.
SPF 50 always.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer.
Yes.
Your skin does look so good. Like,
thank
it really
you.
Does. Like, it looks like airbrushed.
Ooh.
Yeah, it really does.
Thank you.
Like, no pigmentation difference or anything. Well done. It's a process.
It's a process.
Yeah, but you look so good.
Okay, Miss America, see you there. Oh, Miss United States. Miss America.
Turned up
exist.
At the wrong venue. Okay, trivia round. Are you feeling lucky?
Mm-hmm. I want to be crowned the winner. Even though we never crown ourselves as a winner. We just do the trivia for facts.
Okay, do you want to go first?
All right. How many ladies are in the pageant?
50.
All you need is a light jacket.
You win something.
Yeah, I mean, there's 50
yeah,
states.
Yeah, there's 50.
Nice. Can you tell me what code name Matthew gives the operation? He goes, Operation blank has commenced. And then Gracie replies, why don't you go stun gun yourself? I'll give you a hint. It's an item of clothing that we mentioned in our Angus episode.
Oh, Operation thong?
All you need is a light jacket.
Yes! I said too much. But correct.
Okay, why does Eric pick Gracie? There's four reasons.
Oh, gosh. Because she looks good in a swimsuit? No. Oh, but she does look good in a swimsuit.
She does. Okay, half a point.
Oh, he has that line when he says, you're easy to talk to when you're not armed. Is that one?
Yes.
Do you
know the others?
No, I'm lost.
Losers wear a frown.
Because she's smart, because she doesn't take crap from any people, she's funny, and she's easy to talk to when she's not armed.
Yeah, okay. Here's my second question.
Mm-hmm.
What was Miss New York's talent? Because we have a little montage, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Is she opera singing?
That's Miss California.
Oh, sorry.
Losers wear a frown.
She is playing the flute in a bowler hat and waistcoat. No wonder she didn't win.
Why is New Jersey called the Garden State?
Because they couldn't fit the oil state on the sash or something like that.
Okay, you're going to get that. It's oil and petrochemical refinery state on a license plate.
Oh.
All you need is a light jacket.
Oh, yeah, go. New Jersey always gets a bad rap, but I don't know why.
No.
Okay, here's my third question. How many donuts did Gracie try and smuggle off stage whilst rehearsing?
I'm going to say she tried smuggling 3.
Yes!
All you need is a light jacket.
Yeah, 1 donut in each boob. Not in the, you know. Yeah. And then at the end, when the security dog starts sniffing her, she takes one out from underneath her dress. I mean, fair play.
Yeah.
If you can smuggle it out, she deserves it.
But I wouldn't want chocolate icing in my bra, but whatever.
Yeah, that's true. And it was weird when she took it out, the icing was completely intact. So yeah.
She was better off with a sugar-coated, jam-filled donut.
Ah, classic.
Classic and delicious. What's the name Matthews gave Gracie? You know, when he's like, all right, here's your new IDs for a pageant identity. And she's like, yeah, well, my IQ just dropped 10 points.
Gracie Lou Freebush.
All you need is a light jacket.
Yes. Yes.
I love that. What is the name of the terrorist that the FBI are pursuing? They're like, we just got another letter from...
The citizen.
Yeah!
All you need is a light jacket.
And these letters literally don't make any sense.
Also, you know the bomb at the end? It really doesn't bomb too much.
I mean, I wouldn't want it on my head.
No.
But it wasn't huge. No. Yeah, let's just blame that on Frank.
Okay, my last question to you. When Gracie's like talking about dating Eric, you know, in the past, mm-hmm. You know, she's like, I was dating him for a little while because he told me he had an incurable disease. And all the girls are like, ooh. She says, yeah, I didn't realize the disease was.
Oh, it's something about small dick. She's like, you know, his blah, blah was this big, but his equipment was like this big.
True. She does say that.
Well, I can't remember. What did she say?
Losers wear a frown.
Stupidity.
Oh, okay.
Hilarious. Yeah. Stupid small dick.
Okay, my final question to you. Can you tell me why the original Miss New Jersey got removed from the competition?
Did she like fake her talent or something?
Losers wear a frown.
She appeared in an adult film.
Oh, yes.
And what does Gracie say the film was called? Armageddon. And then Stan Fields is like, that was her? But also, so what? It's a job. The original Miss New Jersey deserved way better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, guys, I think this film deserves all the crowns.
Absolutely. And we will award you Miss Congeniality if you would like to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. See what I did there?
Yeah, I love that. Very nice, very nice.
We'd really appreciate it. It just helps us with our podcast discoverability and helps more amazing people like you find us and listen.
Yeah, it also helps with world peace.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. Yeah.
Also, remember that we've done a design collaboration with Zoe Spry. You can go to zoespry.com. That's ZoeSpry.com. And you can check out our gift card collaboration. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And they're printed on this brand new textured matte card. It looks so sophisticated.
Yeah. It's like an A6 dream.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
And the packaging is fully recyclable as well.
You can award us Miss Universe.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.